And so I'm going to save all the good stuff for my next guest analyst. It's Craig Bolanos from the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Craig, thanks for being on.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you. As you said, at least something didn't come in hot.
Right.
Over on all the data for a year and a half with you now. Mm-hmm. I'm at least relieved for a good 30 minutes.
All right. So my question to you, I studied it as much as I could yesterday. This GDP number is confounding. It's mostly on the back of the fact of consumer, consuming. And that says that the consumer is not done at all. Where do you stand?
Well, all I got to do is I stand in a very, very long line when I go to Walmart. I mean, you must be doing everything online, Scott. I mean, all you got to do is go to the store, go to Costco, go to Walmart, go to Home Depot. I'm 27 people deep. I mean, it takes me more time to check out in the line than it does to find what I need in the store. The consumer is relentless, and time again, how often have we learned? Don't bet against the U.S. consumer.
That's true.
Yeah, the 4.9% is an aberration. I mean, that was the best number we've seen since the same time period in 2021. But I think the data continues to support, even though no one wants to seem to believe it, I think the data continues to support a soft landing on the back of consumers and the strength of the jobs market.
Yeah, I mean it's hard to argue. My 36 years in the business tell me to be very, very, very cautious, and it's not letting me ignore some of the other things that everybody else wants to ignore. But the jobs and the consumer are two areas that I have a very difficult time explaining. 3.8% unemployment and what the consumer's been doing so far, because we've seen them move from one asset class to the next, trying to raise capital to keep spending. I guess I have to wait and see. It is one of the most confusing times that I've ever had, where I have a very difficult time putting it together, even the jobs number. And I don't know. I just hope I make it to the age of 75 so I can find out what was really going on at this time in our lives, because it just doesn't make sense to me. But anyway, the floor is yours. What are your thoughts here? PCE coming in, as expected, a little lower than last month on the year-over-year numbers, and a little higher than last month in the month-over-month. Does this change anything?
I don't think the PCE data that came out this morning changes anything. You know, I think the bottom line just still remains. I said it, but I think it's a good summary. The higher rates, this uncertain outlook, I get it. It's a risk to markets, but I pay attention to that business spending, the business investment that doesn't slow down, and I think we're going to be okay. And I just want to loop back to what you said, the shock and awe we continually have at the consumer. I was joking with someone the other day, maybe housing is so unaffordable now, and everyone's given up saving money because they've just accepted they're never going to be able to buy a house. Maybe they're redirecting the money into meals and entertainment. I'm actually being serious.
I'm going to steal that, all right? Do I have artistic license to use that? That's better than anything else I've ever heard, because it is, you know, we're going to try to touch on it on my show today, but this GDP number and the way the consumer is behaving, well, I don't want to beat it too much, but there are even some people that I respect trying to blame it on Taylor Swift. I mean, that's where we've gone with this.
I'm so sorry, but I will tell you this. I mean, I'm starting to hate the Kansas City Chiefs. They're one of the most lovable teams, because now I don't hate on Taylor Swift. I mean, I can't do that. I'll be canceled within 6 hours. But it's just too much for me. It's just too much.
I played football in Colorado, I love football, but I can't watch when they put all that stuff together, and you know, it's got my wife involved in football again, and you know, we just were traveling, we went to Naples over the last couple of days on some work stuff, but and she's the one that buys, you know, like 7 of those, you know, rag mags where she can read on the plane and then give them the people that work the plane when we leave, and you know, that's everywhere. I couldn't get away from it. I mean, every page it seemed like she was turning had something to do with Kelce and Swift, and who knows. And to me, if you ask me, who cares? But again, there's some, you know, Charles Payne on Fox did a segment on how that could be responsible for some of the GDP. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Are we really doing that? But I guess, I mean, I think that shows the desperation, maybe. I don't know. What do you think?
You know what? I love Chris Payne. I didn't see that, but I'm going to have to put it up on YouTube now because I want to see the clip. But, yeah, all I know is if we could invest in Taylor Swift and she was a stock or an ETF, it's something I definitely wouldn't short because we all know what's coming. There's going to be a fantastic breakup, and it's going to be a platinum-selling album. You know it's true. I know it's true. We'll have to see what's next. But as far as the consumer goes, I'm literally starting to believe it is just a generational shift in attitudes where no one saves any money at all. I know we could argue the savings rates and everything else, but I think it's just a shift in attitude that is here ever since.
That's an awesome way. That's a great look at it. I'm stealing that. I'm just going to tell you right now, even if you don't want me to, I'm going to use it because that's a great way to explain it away.
You should use it. And let me tell you, as a practitioner, as a financial planner at the Wealth Management Group, I am getting scared out of my mind as to how anybody is ever going to retire in the future. And when I look at the interest on our debt, the interest service on our debt is soon to eclipse what we have in defense spending.
Yep.
What happens when we have to put universal basic income on top? I do worry we're starting to circle the you-know-what.
Do you think that we're going to go to UBI down the road, universal basic income? I mean, I know we've tried it, and you know, other countries have tried it, but is that really something that you've seriously thought of?
It is something that I absolutely do not support, but it is something that I am worried ends up becoming a direct byproduct of the artificial intelligence, the job replacement that's going to occur, and just the shift in generational attitude. People are wired differently than they used to be. That's all
I mean, it makes Vince Lombardi turn over in his grave, you know, get money for nothing and not have any self-worth, you know, not to feel the pain of victory, you know, or the pain of defeat. I mean, it's you've dropped two bombs on us today. The UBI, Universal Basic Income, and this idea that nobody's saving anymore. We're all going to have to be scooping ice cream when we're 98 years old at Baskin Robbins just to kind of keep the money coming in. All right. Great stuff. That is great stuff. Appreciate you. You've given me a lot to chew on for the rest of the day. Hopefully everybody else has heard that too. Craig Bolanos, he's with the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Thanks, Craig, for being on. Have a great weekend. We're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk right after this.